Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight, and I want to remind everybody of our exciting news. Starting July 11th, we will be on the air for 2 hours, so we have twice as long to answer your questions. We'll go on at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we'll be on the air for the hour of 4 and the hour of 5 p.m. Our show will end at 6. We'll take call-ins during both hours. We're super excited about it. We hope you are too. I want to remind you of our call-in number is 323-203-0815. Dr. Allen, you are live on the air, and we already have calls. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Awesome. So I want to thank our wonderful switchboard. It's Ronan. Thanks, Ronan, for all you do for us here at Empowered Communications on the air with Dr. Pat Allen. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
I've been dating a man for 5 months, and I asked him.
Perfect period. Into second period, which is imperfect.
Yes, and I asked him. He wanted to be physical with me at about 3 months, and I told
him. Did he want to have intercourse or affection?
Intercourse.
Okay.
And so I asked him for exclusivity, that he'd only see me, and he agreed to that, and he went offline, so he's not online. And I asked him if he would agree to see me twice a week, and he said he would. And I asked him if he would keep in contact with me once a day, like either a text or a phone call, and he kind of does that, like every other day. He's not doing that 100%.
That's part of continuity. Did you get longevity?
Yes, I asked. I said I want a long-term relationship, and he said he definitely.
Did you say it was a mating without marriage, or did you say you were aiming towards legal marriage?
I did not say marriage. I just said long-term relationship.
Then you asked for a mating, not a marriage. Is that what you wished?
Well, right now where I'm at, I'm not ready to do the marriage.
I don't believe in signing up for legal marriage for a year. You don't know anybody until you know them a year.
Yes. So I asked him for.
But I'm afraid that by not saying that you were short-circuiting, and he can always blame you for not asking that, should he not want to ever get legally married.
Yes, that could be. You might be right about that.
I know I might be right about that. I've done this for 48 years. So monogamy, and remember, listen to this. This is a strange one. Monogamy is not necessarily two people. If people want an open relationship, they set the boundaries for that. I'm comfortable if you have three lovers on the side of our relationship. How do you feel about that? What do you think about that, depending on whether it's a man or a woman? I am not a moralist. I'm a therapist. And what you agree to, as long as it's not child abuse, elder abuse, or disabled adult abuse, the government's not interested in who you have sex and intercourse with. So I want you to understand that what you told me was an incomplete, evasive contract that could burn down your relationship later.
Okay, so in hindsight, I should have said long-term relationship leading towards marriage.
Unless you're sure you don't want to get married. If you don't want to get married.
I do want to get married, but in like 5 or 6 years.
Well, nobody gets married unless they have monogamy according to their design, continuity according to their design, and long-term goals. But when you say, I don't want to say that I'm open to marriage, you are conning him into thinking you don't want to be legally married, which either is not true and teaches him not to trust your statement, or that he may not want to get marriages for women and kids. Men are not necessarily fond of becoming responsible for other human beings in today's world.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, that wasn't quite my question, but since that.
Did you have intercourse based on your agreement?
Yes, that we're going to have a long-term relationship, continuity, exclusivity. Yes, we did.
Okay. When did you plan on opening up about longevity?
Well, I said long-term relationship, but I didn't say...
Honey, long-term can be a weekend romance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There are 4 signs of a loser communicator. Evasive, that's what you did. Mm-hmm. Secretive, that's what you did. You didn't totally say, I'm not sure if I want to get married to you, but I want to be open to marrying you or someone. Are you open to being married? There are people that are not open to being married.
Okay. I've discussed that with him, but I didn't ask him directly.
Well, then you were evasive and secretive, which is gamey.
Okay.
There's 3 ways to communicate. One is intimidate. You either get engaged to me or I'm leaving you. Secretive or seductive, that's called, I feel so bad that you're not willing to consider to divorce your wife and marry me. That's shame and guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And negotiate. You have a right to want and I have a right not to want, or vice versa.
Okay, so given that I made a mistake, how do I fix it?
Yes, you did.
Okay, how would I fix it?
How would you fix it?
Yeah.
Before you have intercourse again, the next time, before you will say to him, honey, or whatever you call him, I made a mistake when we negotiated our relationship. Are you willing to hear what I have to say? Is now convenient? Yeah, it's convenient. I'm not sure if I want to mate without a government contract or marry with mating as a government contract. So, but I do want you to know I'm open to getting legally married. Are you?
Can I put a time on that? If I said that and I said, I'm open to, before we had intercourse, I made a mistake. Are you willing to hear what I have to say about that? And then I say something like, I'm not sure right now if I want to.
I understand that, but you're saying I want to be open.
Okay.
Do you want to be open? to the possibility of getting legally married?
Someday in the distant future.
What?
Someday in the future. Okay. So I find out.
All right.
Right. Okay, right. But may I ask the question that I originally called about because it's related to that. Okay. So when he was asking me to go further and I was negotiating the exclusivity, longevity, and continuity, I also said I would like a promise ring, or I want a promise ring is what I said. I want a promise ring that symbolizes to me when I look down at my hand that I'm in a relationship with you and I'm exclusive with it. And he said, that sounds reasonable, yes. And then he never gave me that.
So what are your feelings about all of this?
Well, I brought it up again, and he said, you know, he said, explain to me why you need that. And I told him it would make me feel safer and like I was in a committed monogamous relationship. And he said, well, I could just pop a cigar ring off and give that to you. And I said, well, that would have to do then if that's what you were going to do. And he said, okay, that sounds reasonable. And then he did nothing about it.
So you did get through that conversation?
Yes.
All right. Then I'm comfortable that you opened the door at least, but I'm wanting to reaffirm that it's got to be decided as an opening or not an opening for future behavior.
Okay.
I'm more
upset that he kind of blew me off with the promise ring when I asked him. He said,
okay,
yes,
you wanted a promise ring?
Yes.
And he said yes or no?
He said yes both times. Both
okay.
Times.
I promise ring is a wonderful symbol.
I asked him at 3 months, and then I asked him again at 5 months. And he is...
So get your promise ring.
He says yes, but he doesn't do anything about it.
Pardon?
He said yes, that he would give me a promise ring, but he doesn't do it.
It doesn't feel good to you or to him?
No, he hasn't given me the promise ring.
He hasn't gotten you the ring?
No, he has not.
Well, give him a little bit of time, and he didn't say no, he just didn't say when.
He hasn't done it, and it's been another 3 months.
Okay, well, whenever you get really uncomfortable, don't have intercourse.
Okay. And just tell
because
him.
Because you can do a lot of things beside intercourse, but intercourse really requires commitment.
Okay, so to fix this, I go back and say, before intercourse, I made a mistake. Are you willing to hear what I
yes.
have to say? And then I
are you
want...
open to a possible wedding?
Okay. Are you
and
open to a possible
are you
wedding?
Are
and...
to give me a promise ring?
Okay. And he said he was open to giving me a promise ring, but he made a kind of sarcastic remark. And every once in a while, he brings up a sarcastic remark. He says, He says, oh, if I got your ring, I should take it back now. Or, you know, when I was looking at, we were at a fair looking at jewelry, he said, we were looking at this jewelry, and I said, I like gold more than silver. And he said, oh, I guess I have to take the ring back. He says things like that.
Honey,
a lot of the,
didn't yeah. I just say marriage is for women and kids? When a man marries, he takes on responsibility. When a woman marries, she gives up a lot of independence.
Okay.
So I don't approve of his cute statements, but I understand why he's saying he's feeling pressured, and you're feeling pressured.
Yes, he's feeling pressured because I've asked him twice for a ring, a promise ring, and he
But you haven't stopped having intercourse.
Okay.
I want you to understand that intercourse is a bonding event that all the talking in the world doesn't undo the power of oxytocin addiction to his body.
Okay. Yes.
So he's under pressure and you're under pressure, but you have the power of no, I do not want to have intercourse. I will play with you, I will be with you, but not penile insertion in anus, vagina, or mouth.
Okay.
All Thank right. you, caller.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
All right.
You see what evasive looks like?
Yes.
When you're afraid of the answer, you get evasive and secretive. That sets up manipulative lying, and men
Hello?
Hate liars. What?
Yeah. Hi, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, I have two things I want to share. The first thing is when I would tell my boyfriend how I would feel uncomfortable about his behavior, he would blame his upbringing. He had an addict brother, an enabling mother, and a passive father that only got involved when he was upset. So that's one thing. And then I left. I did an 8-week because I didn't like the way I was being treated. And then he came back and we went to Al-Anon, and I saw that he was trying to work things out. Yeah, it was good. And then another thing, I noticed he had a harem of women that he kept in contact with from his past, whether it was like exes or friends. And I told him that made me feel uncomfortable. So I did another 8-week and he came back in 5 and we went to one of your seminars at the Marriott. So I saw he was trying again and he said he
Good.
Would stop. So he stopped talking to all the girls. But in October, he handed me his phone. And then he was showing me something. I saw a text come through, and it was his ex-girlfriend. And I said, why are you in contact with her? And he minimized it, and he said, oh, she's in town. She wanted to have lunch. So that kind of triggered some insecurities. And I left
For
again
what reason,
in January.
What evidence did you have that
Oh,
you
he handed me his
faithful?
Phone. Well, he handed me his phone. Oh, I don't think he was unfaithful, but we had originally talked about it made me feel uncomfortable when he talks to his
Relates
exes.
To women in his past.
Yeah, and he said he would stop. But in October, when he handed me his phone to show me something, a text came through, and I noticed it was her. And I said, why
totally
are you feeling uncomfortable?
So yeah, was that so a deal breaker for you?
I can't deal with him talking to his exes. It makes me feel like there's still a connection there for some reason. I don't know. But I left. I did an 8-week in January, and he came back.
I understand that. He was falling in love with your virtue.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's when we went to your seminar and he was trying. But then in April of this year, I started feeling like I don't want to be friends and have sex anymore. I need long-term commitment. So we had a conversation about long-term.
Did you have your monogamy, continuity, and longevity conversation?
No. When I met him, it was just chemistry, compatibility, and I was fine with that. And then this year, I realized, yeah. So I had the conversation, and he said he was unsure because marriage is a big deal. It's a big decision.
There's the truth. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's been very honest, and I've seen that he's tried to meet me halfway, as much like a two-thirds commitment, maybe. But
two-thirds is not full.
Yeah. He gave as much as he could. So I just finished the 8 weeks. It's been 8 weeks, and I wrote a hi-bye letter, but I haven't sent it.
Oh, good.
I know that we have compatibility, we get along, we have good time, and we have chemistry, there's no issue there. The only thing was he's unsure about long-term goals with me.
I understand that. Is that a deal breaker for you?
Long-term, yes. I cannot continue because I feel like my feelings are growing and I feel like I'm being more committed than he is to the relationship.
You are. If you want to work towards marriage and he doesn't, mm-hmm. you're totally incompatible.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So this is his third strike because I've already done these 8 weeks. And if he does come around in 4 or 5 months.
Have you told him that without an openness about getting married, you're incompatible? Have you told him it's a deal breaker?
Not in those words, but we had the conversation and I said, I don't feel comfortable continuing because of my feelings.
That's the same. You're saying what I'm saying. And what did he say in answer to that?
He said he's hesitant because I only work part-time. I don't have a full-time job, and I have an 11-year-old, so all of my time goes to her. I guess I'm a woman with a job, and he's in entertainment, so his money fluctuates, so he didn't feel stable financially to take care of both of us.
Therefore, he's not wanting to be in a marriage-bound relationship.
Yeah.
Do you want him as a boyfriend while you raise your child?
I tried the boyfriend thing for 2.5 years, and I had this gnawing feeling like I want more.
Two and a half years. Well, you've been his girlfriend for 2.5 years. Is this enough for you?
To move on?
Is this enough for you to stay with him?
Oh, I feel 50% because of the chemistry and the compatibility. So I feel like I'm on his timeline whenever. And that girl he was with her for 6 years, and he told me he never thought about marriage.
6 years is a long time.
Yeah.
Are you willing? How old is your child?
11.
She's 11 years. Is a girl?
Yeah.
Do you want her to do what you're doing when she gets to be 18?
No.
then why would you do it?
I guess I was just, I called in to figure out my thoughts or my reasoning behind why.
All right, why. So what am I, what am I hopefully exposing you to? What am I thinking?
You're thinking I should honor myself.
Yes, I'm thinking
my own
that.
Values.
And the and the boundary is, we've been together for over a year, and I do not want to be monogamous socially or sexually. I'm going to start dating other men because I'm looking for a husband for my daughter and I to have a family with a man.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Well, then so, will you tell him so?
If he comes around again.
Okay, so he's been gone how long?
8 weeks and 6 days.
He's gone 8 weeks and you're giving him a high bye letter.
I haven't sent it.
Yes, but you're giving it to him in order to set him up for, I can't do this anymore.
Oh, okay. That's what I needed
to
hear.
Does it say that?
In the letter, no. I wrote what I enjoyed about our relationship.
That's right.
My,
and did you
my
write
awareness
the pain?
And why it ended. Yeah, I captured the pain.
Did
what
you
I
say
don't
what
want.
You don't want? I don't want a
yes.
going on forever relationship.
That I need to add.
And do you have in there, I want to be married to you by the end of this year, next year, when? When's your boundary?
My bound, I would feel ready for next year.
So in 2020, I want to be married to you.
Yes.
Thank you for this painful but serious lesson. I don't want to wait anymore. So if you want me to date you and be sexual with you, we've got to get engaged.
Okay. I put that in the letter, correct?
If he wants, yeah. That's the last.
Okay.
Thank you for this painful lesson that I've learned. I need to be engaged to you minimum and married to you in 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or I'm wasting my life and not showing
yeah.
my daughter how to get married.
Yeah. Exactly what's happening.
Got
okay.
it?
Okay. I think you answered everything I needed.
Good. Good luck. Good luck.
Thank
good
you so
luck.
Much.
Report back.
Yes.
Yeah,
please let us know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay. I believe we have another caller.
Okay.
Let me make sure here. In the meantime, I want to remind everybody that our last seminar in Newport Beach is Wednesday, July 3rd. And Monday, July 8th is our last one in Los Angeles. So you can go to www.drpatallen.com for address and information on that. And let me make sure here. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
You have a question.
I do. Let me take you off speaker here. I had the dream analysis with Dr. Pat Allen. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Awesome. Isn't it awesome?
Yes, and like I had this tiny little water bottle trying to put out this fire, and that was my feminine energy basically not coming forth in my personality. She told me, Dr. Pat, you told me to get the book Scripts, People Live, and to stop drinking.
Yes.
So I got the book, and I'm reading the book. And my mother was a critical parent, and she's also alcoholic, but not in any type of recovery. And I've been going to AA meetings for 2 weeks and sort of fighting it, kicking and screaming the first week, because, like, I've never had a DUI. I've never had a blackout. Some of these people in there. But second week, my behaviors around drinking, like always measuring it or counting drinks or always thinking about it, not always keeping my agreements around drinking, that type of behavior, I'm understanding, is not normal drinking behavior.
No, really, it's obsessive.
Yeah, and the mental energy, anguish that I go through when I'm like, okay, I'm only going to drink Friday, Saturday. And then I drink Wednesday. Right. So the mental. So I'm learning a lot from our dream analysis. The current man that's been dating me for 3 months, every month it's been really rocky. He disappears for like 8 to 11 days. At one point he disappeared, ghosted me for almost 3 weeks. And I have been practicing past patient and vulnerable with him. So all of our dates have been baseball games because that's what he wants to do. He lives
okay.
In the state. Yeah, fine.
Being with him is the goal.
Right. And we have a good time. We have chemistry. I didn't practice the Pat Allen have the conversation before intercourse. So I had the conversation
after. You
gave
him casual sex?
I did. And
did you bond to him? Did you bond? Oxytocin bond?
I did, but I think after talking to you about the dream and after going to the AA meetings, I'm noticing a pattern of his drinking, which isn't my problem. That's his problem. But so, for example, 12 drinks, 13 beers, 12 beers at a baseball game, which is like 3 hours. And I'm always asked to drive home and I don't mind driving. I always do what he says. So I drive home. But he's not emotionally available after the like 1 date a week.
You
so
understand
I said,
when a man drinks, he knocks out his intuition and strictly goes by his feelings. His hungry feelings, and that's for the pleasure of intercourse.
Right.
When women use, they knock out their instinct to say, no, this is wasting my life, and they go into their intuitive head, he'll love me so much if I give him intercourse that he will want to marry me. No, he won't.
No, he won't. So I said, look, if we continue dating, I want to be boyfriend, girlfriend, have continuity, more continuity. He had the commitment and monogamy part.
There
and
you
then
go.
Fell down on
what
the continuity.
What about the long-term
part.
Goal? What do you want? Do you want to mate? Do you want to marry? What do you want?
He's been married twice. He actually has 8 children. 8. I kid you not. He had triplets with a second wife.
What is
he
it
would like
you
to get-
want or best? Best still, what is it you don't want? I don't want to miss the chance to marry somebody. I don't want the chance to miss someone.
I don't have any kids. And I told him he agreed to follow up on continuity, but then broke that agreement. So we broke up. And then he called within 5 days and said, I miss you. I miss you. I'm thinking about you. Come to the game. We're almost at the 8th, 9th inning. Come. I said, oh, thank you for the invitation, but you don't want to be boyfriend, girlfriend with me. And I'm actually getting ready for bed because I get up at 5 a.m. tomorrow. Have fun with the men.
Got it.
So I feel like he's just sort of wasting my time. He calls in like once a week, once every 2 weeks to invite me to
he's
a game.
He's not wasting
no...
your time. You're having fun with a sex partner. If that's all you want
right.
in life, you're getting it.
Nope, I don't want that. So I was really agitated. I was agitated for the first 2 weeks. Now I'm like, whatever. You're clearly don't want me bad enough to provide the continuity. Because when you reach out, all you say is, I miss you.
But that's supposed to seduce you into coming after him. I want to see you.
Okay.
Why can't I see you? Why can't we make love?
And then, so I almost wanted to block his number.
No,
so
that's punishing him. When the truth of the matter is, it's called, I have a lot of feelings for you, but I want to be in a committed relationship. Do you want to get married or not?
Yes.
Okay. With a goal of getting married within the second year of the relationship?
Within the first year.
The first year, you don't even know him.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly.
You've got to know him 4 seasons.
He's going to call back in a week or two and say, come to the game, Uber up, I'll pay for everything. We'll have, and I won't be drinking. And I don't want to go because I don't want to go unless he wants to be my boyfriend and do the
I'd
continuity.
Love to go if I was your girlfriend.
Okay.
And we were working towards marriage. I'd love to be your girlfriend.
Got it. And don't block him. All that I'm having to deal with.
You're blocking a man your body loves. Why would you do that?
But I'm not sure my mind likes him now. Like, I'm seeing some of these red flag behaviors now that I'm sober.
Your body will tell you if you love him. Men do their intuition. Women do their instinct. Is your body in love with this man's body?
Body to body, yes. Do I respect some of the things he's doing and the way he's acting?
That's what nature creates with the oxytocin bonding.
I get it.
Older men and younger women are on estrogen.
Got it. I know.
Younger men and older women are on testosterone and progesterone. That's midlife crisis. 45 to 55, the estrogen goes down in women and the testosterone goes down in men.
I totally understand. I've been listening to all your shows. Okay, I think I know what I'm supposed to do.
What are you going to do now that you've talked to me?
When he reaches back out, I'm going to say, I'd love to go to the game if I was your girlfriend and we had a conversation about a relationship leading towards marriage.
Good.
Yeah, I'm going to keep going to the AA meetings.
How do you feel about doing this?
That feels good. I feel like a little bit gypped because I had the critical parent mom. Like, what can I feel like maybe she really suppressed a lot of my being fully expressed.
Well, you're giving him a free wife.
No, well, I know that situation with the guy, I get what I'm supposed to do. But after reading the Scripps book, realizing I have the critical parent mom, how can I heal?
What can you do? You can set standards for the man you're with who's bonded you to his body.
Got it. Okay.
Thanks, caller.
Thank you so much. You too. Thanks, Kelly, Dr. Pat.
We hope you'll keep us updated.
You're welcome.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right. She's going to stand her ground. And I love what you say. You don't, you don't not respond or block him.
No, you respond gracefully. You're participating in the self-destructive behavior.
Okay, so a few minutes ago, I talked about our shows. Hi, caller, 1 second. I talked about our last two shows. Find out more about that, www.drpatallen.com. But I want to tell everybody about a little surprise. Sunday, July 28th, 2019, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. At the Hacienda, 1725 College Avenue, Santa Ana, California, there's a brunch buffet and unlimited champagne, $99 a person, advance purchase only. And Dr. Allen will be there talking. You can find out more about that at www.lavishlifestylesla.com. Okay, caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. You have a question.
Yes. Hi, guys. So,
hi
Dr. Allen. Hello. So, question.
Hello.
I'm sitting here, and I would like to send a letter, a very short letter, to the wife of a man that deceived me and told me that he was divorced and he's not. And I wanted to send her an email telling her basically that he told me he was divorced. And now that I know that he's not, I'm not covering for him because I think too many women cover for men and that's why they continue to cheat and lie. And that I want her to know this. Is that wrong of me to do that? Or I don't know. Like,
are you going to snitch on him to his wife?
Yes.
That is really a lot of responsibility.
What do you mean?
People can kill each other over these kinds of things. You can tell him, if you don't stop calling me, I'm going to call your wife. You can use it as a boundary.
I told him that before, and he said,
and he didn't pay attention?
He said, well, I'm separated, and I'll bet you $10,000 she doesn't care. But then I keep seeing him following her on social media, him liking her stuff on social media, and she following him and unfollowing him, which leads me to believe, I don't even know if they're really separated. He's like, well, we're separated, so she's not going to care. Do what you want to do. He said this about a month ago when I told him, you know, to leave me alone. So
you don't have to say, leave me alone. I'm not going to talk to you on the phone unless unless you can show me the divorce papers or something evidential.
Right. I mean, I just feel like when I lie, not lie, when I let a man lie, it's just like he's getting over on me. Like, that's how I feel that I'm keeping this secret. Like, I know about her, but she doesn't know about me. And it's killing me to feel like I am letting him get away with this lie. It's been 6 months of him basically
speaking. But why are
me.
You going after her?
Because I feel like he's footloose and fancy free, still lying to her, still whatever, and suffering no repercussions.
The repercussions of you snitching on him could be her killing him.
But he's saying she doesn't care, and he's saying they're separated, which I believe to an extent because I don't see her posting anything about him. So I do feel like they're separated, and maybe she doesn't care because he keeps saying she doesn't care, she doesn't care.
All you need to do is set boundaries around your relationship with him. I'm not going to see you unless you mail me a copy of your divorce filing.
I understand what you're saying with that. I just feel like he's getting away with something. I guess that's what I'm saying. I feel like
by
me not saying anything.
Are you prepared to pay the highest price?
I don't think she would kill him. I mean, I know who she is, and I don't think she would kill him. He's a former NFL player, and I'm sure she's probably dealt with this before. But
darling,
because of that, yeah.
Darling, are you prepared to pay the highest price that one of them goes berserk and kills the other one?
No, I'm not willing to pay that price, but I don't think that
then
would happen.
Then would you be willing to say, I'm not going to see you unless I get a copy of your filed divorce paper?
I've said that to him several times. And
did you get the paper? Did you get the paper?
No, I didn't.
Then why would you see him?
I don't see him. He's texting or calling, so I would have to block him on the phone then.
Then block him. Block him. The price for blocking him is that he goes away.
But you, okay. I guess I'm just trying to understand that you obviously don't believe in women telling another woman that her husband's cheating, basically, because
of the
price.
I do not believe in taking that much risk. It's too big a risk.
Okay.
I cannot support a possible criminal act. People go crazy when people snitch on people.
Okay.
Do you know how many people die of misused sexuality?
No. Wow. Okay.
It's huge. Just listen to your news. And they're looking for her body in the desert. And the Uber guy dropped her off in the forest. And she went with some stranger. And they took out the mattress and the sprains. Why? Because there was blood on it.
Oh,
just listen to your radio tonight. And you will hear stories of misused sexual behavior. I cannot support it. You can set boundaries around him, but you cannot reach to another person's private life and give them information which can trigger them into suicide or homicide. God Almighty.
Wow. Okay. I understand. It's just hard for me just to not say anything because I'm so angry and just feel like I'm keeping his dirty little secret.
I understand that you're experiencing resentment, but what you're really experiencing is self-destruction. Self-destruction.
Really? It just burns me up to see him just put loose and fancy free, like living
and
his
I
best life.
And I want to ask you, was your father a player?
I didn't know he was, but yes. My mother told me once I was older that, so the answer is yes.
And she stayed with him?
Because of me, yeah. And then he passed away, so.
And do you understand she stayed with the man that lied to her? I want you to understand that your script is speaking to me that you want to kill somebody.
Not physically. I don't want to kill anyone physically. No, I just want to.
I got news for you. There are worse deaths than physical. Snitching is one of them.
Even though he's wrong for basically coming into my life and doing that?
I've got news for you. I'm warning you. Do you want somebody to die?
No, I do not. No, obviously, no.
Then would you please not snitch on anybody unless you have to call the police yourself, call a doctor yourself, or call a lawyer yourself?
Okay. I just have
to
work.
So what are you
going to
do for a boundary? What are you going to set for a boundary?
At this point, if he tries to contact me again, I'm going to say it one last time. Like, you know, I am not going to continue to talk to you until I see divorce papers. And then I
That's
probably
right.
will have to block him because I've said it probably 3 or 4 times. And it
I
goes
got
in one ear
you,
and out
but
the
you
other.
Didn't back it up with action. You didn't
no, because
back
I didn't
it up with action.
Yeah, I didn't want to block him, so I didn't block him, and then he kept
Darling,
being able to contact
me. Darling, you didn't
want
to lose the pleasures of his obscene behavior. Your father had lovers, and you want to be his lover. While he betrays his wife.
But I just feel like I keep saying it over and over again. I just feel like I'm keeping a secret, and I think that's what's making me angry
with
myself. Would
you please not keep a secret and set a boundary and not see him again until you get the divorce papers?
But how is he being, I almost want to say punished for what he did. It's like he's suffering no repercussions for what he did. He could go on and do the same thing to the next woman. Today.
Please don't kill him.
I'm not going to kill him.
I've got news for you. You want to kill him.
I want him to feel some type of punishment.
You want him to suffer. I can't participate.
I want him to get in trouble for doing what he did, so he stopped doing it because I feel like
I cannot help you hurt another human being. Take care of yourself. Cause him the pain of abandonment.
Okay.
All right. With that, we've got to go. We're out of time. Dr. Allen, what do you have to say? Bye.
Bye.
What do you have to say, Dr. Allen, before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Indeed. All right, everyone, we will not be here on the 4th of July. We have a wonderful show that will replay for you, but there will be no live call-in. However, you will get the wonderful treat of 2 hours, July 11th. Until then, we love you. Have a safe and sane 4th of July. God bless America. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.